This is Thomas B. Warren with the presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. I'm so glad that you've come to listen with us today to study from the sacred will of God. And we've been studying the past 2 days on a lesson based on the words of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ from Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to the end of the chapter at verse 50. And that is some reasons why Jesus does not want us to go to hell. It is clear that Jesus warns us in this passage that you will be wise to pay any price at all. It doesn't matter if it's to go to prison, if it's to lose all of your family, your loved ones, if they turn away from you, if you follow Christ and are faithful, even if it costs you your life, you will be wise to do that in order to be faithful to the Lord. As the proverb says in Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. Pay any price to gain the truth, to live by it, and do not give it up for any consideration whatever. And so the Lord said in verse 43, and if thy hand cause thee to stumble, cut it off. It is good for thee to enter into life maimed rather than having thy two hands to go into hell, into the unquenchable fire. Already we have pointed out several reasons why Jesus does not want any of us to go to hell. He doesn't want you to go to hell because if you do, you'll have to die alone. He doesn't want you to go to hell because if you do, you'll lift up your eyes in torment. He doesn't want you to go to hell because if you do, you'll remember your loved ones which you left on earth, and you'll remember your own rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we had just gotten to the point and discussed it briefly, the fourth one in our study, that Jesus does not want you to go to hell because of what will occur in the judgment. If you lose your soul in the judgment, you will be on the left hand. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, and I'd like to urge you to read that entire chapter. In Matthew 25, you'll find that great and last day of the judgment, all of mankind who's ever lived upon this earth will be drawn into judgment, and they'll be divided into two classes, those on the right hand and those on the left. Those on the right hand will be the righteous. They will hear from the Lord, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of thy Lord. But to those on the left, he will say the words which will damn them to everlasting punishment. And so, if you lose your soul, you will not be on the right hand, you'll be on the left. You will not hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant, but you'll hear the words, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, into everlasting fire. And so the Lord does not want you to be lost because of what will happen in the judgment. And fifth, he does not want you to be lost because you will then be cast into hell, that is, from the judgment, as we read in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 47, certainly makes this clear in a very vivid way. Let us read together. Mark 9, verse 47. And if thine eye cause thee to stumble, cast it out. It is good for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. We cannot really grasp the enormity of this statement. The Lord is telling us that hell is a place where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. What this actually means is that those who go to hell will be in a situation in which their gnawing anguish, their terrible deep-seated anguish will never, never come to an end. Just as we find in Revelation chapter 14 in regard to the wicked, that they will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out unmixed in the cup of his anger. And the smoke of their torment goeth up day and night, forever and ever. My friends, let no one laugh hell out of court in your mind. Let no one reduce it to simply some sort of metaphor. The Bible makes clear that hell is real. The Lord Jesus Christ has not misled us, but he's taught the truth about it. But our time is gone for today. I want to thank you for listening and hope that you will join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.